The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Today, I am going to address the power of prayer, praise, and intercession. It is needed, and you and I need to get engaged. We are breaking away from many issues, and we are on our way to victory in Christ Jesus on others. We need to hold fast to the profession of our faith, all right? Then, next week, Joshua will continue on the same topic. The Lord Jesus gave us His name, and with that name comes authority and power. He is waiting for us to make His enemies a footstool for His feet. At the cross, when He said, "It is finished," His work here on earth is finished. And now He delegated that responsibility to us, the body of Christ, here on earth to continue His work. He ensured our victory in Him at the cross. And we have the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into all truth. So take a listen and receive your healing. This is a day of your miracle. Okay? When we pray, we need to focus on our Lord Jesus, what He did on the cross, His promises, and most of all, who He is, His attributes. When we do this, our faith in action will manifest miracles and manifestations, and it will bring glory to God and will benefit all of us, the body of Christ, and all the people on the earth. Do not rely on others to pray for you. And if you are a leader like me, do not rely on others or continue to ask others to pray for you so that you can do the works of the ministry. I am grateful for all of you that were moved by God and by the love of God and praying for me. I really sense and feel your prayer, and I'm very, very grateful to that. But I have to live a prayerful life. I cannot rely on others to do it for me. The same with you, okay? I will continue to pray for all of you, but you have to start thanking God for its manifestation. You have to believe. Once we're born again, we were all given a measure of faith. And now we need to mature. Okay? As a leader, like myself, I wear many hats. Forget about titles. They're nothing if signs don't follow you, if miracles don't follow you, if there are no salvations, if there are no discipleship to mature the body of Christ. But as a leader, I have to pray for everything. I have to pray before this radio broadcast so that the Holy Spirit can correct and lead me, and He can also change the message. And I'm okay with that. I am more than okay with that. I welcome this because I'm on the radio, not for all of you to hear my voice, but to be a spokesperson for God, to be used by God in the miraculous, in the prophecy, in releasing His words, and in mentorship. But I have to consult the Holy Spirit as a leader. And it is needed even for you in every areas of our lives and all the choices that we make. Because you know what? God's plan for your life and my life, it's far greater than we can even imagine or think of. Okay? So I thank you again for praying for me. I really can sense it. And it keeps me going. And at the same time, in addition to living and leading a prayerful life, I have to love what I do for Jesus in spite of the many challenges I face. One thing for sure, you cannot win people to Christ if you don't love them. In order for you and I to be effective is to develop love relationship with Jesus first. You have to fall in love with Him and continue to fall in love with Him. When your love for Jesus is greater than your love for yourself or for your family or loved ones, that is the time and way that you will be so effective and powerful in the kingdom of our God. I've been to many countries. In many of them, I went not because I want to see the countries all over the world. I love that. But God does not send you and I to the tourist spots, to the tourist destinations for picture taking, all right? I go because I am in love with Jesus and I want to please Him. I do this for Him. I'm pretty sure my husband Mike and my three children, they cannot say that I go to other parts of the world for them. They know because I love Jesus and I want to please Him and I want to share Him to the rest of the world. I go because it is not just my obedience, but it is my expression of gratitude for what He did on the cross and for calling me and making me His own. That because of Him, my citizenship is in heaven and I belong to the household of God. I share Him and His message with others because I love Him. Okay? And I'm very grateful. Long flights, different culture, different time zone, and different kinds of food, they all get old real fast. Sometimes I wake up in a hotel and I don't even know which country or which city I'm in. You go where the gospel is needed, where training God's people is crucial. My prayer in my early walk with Jesus is this, okay? And you can pray this too and continue to pray until it manifests, because I guarantee you He will answer this prayer, okay? So here it is. Lord Jesus, make me fall in love with You over and over again that I can truly say and express and tell You, I love You, Jesus, because I need You. And I need You, Lord, because I love You. That is in accordance to the perfect will of God. Loving Jesus is easy. Because why? I know that Jesus loves me more than I love Him. I am so secured in His heart, and I am confident in that love. It is my resting place. It is my quiet place, because no matter what I do, nothing can separate me from that love. And because of His love for me and my love for Him, there are now thousands of recorded salvations, through our miracle crusades. Hundreds of thousands that are touched by God by miracles, signs, and wonders. Lots of healings. And God is going to heal you today. And thousands of pastors and leaders are now empowered to empower others in many parts of the world. And now, thousands of young people all over the world are being prepared to take the helm and are being trained to do business God's way so that they will preach the gospel in power and at the same time, they will have their own resources to finance the gospel. And at this season in my life, I want to do more for Jesus. I want to finish my race and then go home. but I'm going to finish my race. You need to start this relationship with Him. Do not just focus on your own needs and the manifestations of your heart's desires. Consider the Lord Jesus' heart and His desire for you, and consider His heart too, that He is in need of you, of your love, of your fellowship. And nothing that you have right now will compare to that glorious presence of God in your life, to be able to hear His voice loud and clear. And He will make sure that He takes care of you, all the things that concern you, beyond your dreams and imaginations. I'm going to share a personal story, one of the many, so that you will see the bigger picture. You look through the spiritual lenses, through the eyes of God, so that you will not get sidetracked or given to fear and pressure in the issues and the challenges of our times, okay? The bigger picture is there is a greater destiny for you in your own life, your family, as well as in this country. And He is counting on you to take your post. Only trust Him and believe in Him. He changes not, okay? My dad died before I really got baptized by the Holy Spirit. I was very close to him. And, of course, the family have been practicing Catholic at that time. My dad set me aside one day and told me to focus on my mom and take care of her, and that he is ready to go home. I would not hear any of that. Then I was called in the leadership position almost exactly a year after my dad died. Got ordained as a minister and began traveling all over the world. My prayer at that time, when I accepted my position in the kingdom, my prayer at that time is this. I said, Lord Jesus, remember my family members, remember the country of my birth, and remember my friends, and I am going to serve you. I acknowledge that you sent me here in the United States of America for a greater purpose and greater work, and I am willing to go and obey. But I thank you that my friends, my family members, are not just a part of my life, but they will also be a part of my future. And I never look back. My mom fell ill after I got back from mission trip to India, where the Lord did a lot of miracles. Dead people were raised. I lay hands on a blind woman and received her sight, cast out demons. And I received a call from my sister that my mom was in the hospital. She has only a few hours to live. The doctor and the nurses have sent my brother and my sister and my two other sisters to prepare for funeral, make a funeral arrangement for my mom. And I was told that my mom has a few hours to live, and they live in Glendale, Arizona, in which it will take 2.5 hours to be there. And I was warned that there's no guarantee that even if I take the earliest flight that I can get, there's no guarantee that I will be able to see her alive. I heard the voice of God telling me, remember India, Christina, and what I told you. You depend on me and you believe in me, and miracles will continue. So I asked the staff to give me a few minutes. I closed the door in my office, and I asked my sister to put the phone in the hearing of my mom, and I started prophesying to her. I bound death and incapacitation in the name of Jesus, and then I loosed forth life. Then I told my sister that the doctor will come and will decide to take few more tests, and the test results will be different from the previous ones, and they're going to release my mom within the next few hours. I did not give my sister any opportunity to question what I'm saying. I just asked her, the doctor will come within the next hour and they're going to release mom from the hospital. And I hang up. Then I reserved a flight to leave Friday night so that I can finish all the works I'm supposed to do for that week. After work, and went to see my mom. Soon enough, after I hang up that phone that afternoon, my sister called me after 45 minutes and she said they're releasing mom. And God gave my mother more than a decade with us. And when it's time for her to go, the Lord told me to spend time with her. And here is the thing that I want you to consider. The heart of our God. He is just so loving and He think on everything. The last time that God took me to the heavens, I met my mom and dad. Angela, the baby that I lost through miscarriage, and my niece named Mallory that my sister lost also through miscarriage. They were going on a picnic together. I was not allowed to go with them and to talk to them except my dad, okay? So I asked my dad and said, Dad, where are you going? And my dad said, oh, Jesus wants us to go on a picnic every day because while we were on earth, we did not have this opportunity nor the luxury to go on picnic. So now we're going on a picnic together. As I told you before, my parents were simple people. They love God and they worship God in their own way. And I know them. They will just be so grateful and so excited that they made it to heaven. But our Lord Jesus, so sweet, so tender, and so loving, He wanted them to enjoy going on picnics together with no concern, no worry whatsoever before He presents them to Father God at the Holies of Holies. That alone, and I have so many reasons to love Jesus and to put my trust in Him. My parents, who worked and never complained, never took vacation, never planned on retirement funds. Here they are. They were having a picnic because Jesus made sure that they experienced the goodness before they're presented to the Holies of Holies. So how much more that Jesus will hear and answer our prayer concerning our country? For Jesus to answer my prayer of healing, salvation, and deliverance for you and your family. Concerning the American people, concerning the covenant of our founding fathers that this nation will be under one God. He is a faithful God. I want you to look at the big picture, and you'll have a greater purpose and a greater job that even you can't even imagine. And Jesus is not requiring any one of us something that we cannot do. We can pray. We can praise Him. And we can obey His simple instructions. And He is more than willing to answer and manifest those prayers that are prayed in accordance to His perfect will, His heart, and His purpose. We cannot remain to be complacent. Victory is assured for all of us. And we cannot remain silent any longer. And we cannot remain selfish and self-centered. I am sharing this because you are a beloved of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you are as important as me and as important as anyone else in the kingdom of God. Because why? He loves you and he needs your love. He does not rejoice when his people suffer, when you suffer. So if you believe, the manifestations of your healing, your deliverance, and salvation is today. Amen? Are you ready? So let me do this. I want you to trust God. And if you don't trust yourself, trust the Word of God. It is powerful and mighty. All right? So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I call forth the manifestations of healing of my brother, of my sister, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for the supernatural, miraculous manifestations of their deliverance in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the limbs to be restored, for the eyes sockets to be replaced, for any organs or any body parts that are needed today as they believe you, as they put their trust in you. Thank you, Lord, for the manifestations in their life. I thank you, Lord, for renewed energy, for renewed hope and excitement upon their lives. I call forth for the healing and reconciliation in the family. In the name of Jesus, I call forth the manifestation of God-ordained relationship, and I speak the cutting away of any relationship and any influences that are not from you in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that the Holy Spirit will move mightily in their hearts and their minds, that they'll fall in love with Jesus all over again. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And call me for a praise report. And at the same time, once the manifestation upon your life, start praying for the sick. Start praying for others and believe and share testimonies, okay? This is the greater work that God has destined you to do. Amen? We can have people turn to Christ for their salvation when they see miraculous healings taking place. Amen? Okay. And you're part of it. Okay. Think healed, dress healed, talk healed in Jesus' name. And I will continue to pray for you because it pleases the Lord to see you well, for you to take part in his greater plan, and for the purpose of your life to be fulfilled, and for this country and for the American people. I will also continue to pray for the nations of the earth, especially those nations where God sent me to minister to his people, to release prophecies, and to disciple. Of course, I have a special heart for the Philippines because that is where I was born and grew up. I also love this country because this is where God sent me and my family. And this is now my country, my home, for the past 39 years. And let us not talk about the bad news that are happening and what the wicked people do. We are not part of their system. We are not wicked like them. So instead, let us continue to focus on the goodness of our God, his plan and calling for this country and for you as well. You are so special in God's heart, and he will never let you go. He will never give up on you. Okay, let me quote some scriptures. James chapter 5, verse 16. The prayer of the righteous man is powerful and effective. Proverbs 15:29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. As I prophesied before, in our days, in this year, in our times, we will see the rising and falling of kings and kingdoms. We will see the replacement, displacement, promotions, and demotions in the kingdom of our God. And the true government of God will emerge, and it will be totally different because we will finally understand spiritual authority. And I am running out of time. Until next time, God bless you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.